Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel 4:13, and in some Mishnayos it's 4:11. Here we meet Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now it seems there are probably two separate people with the same name, Eliezer ben Yaakov, because one lived at the end of the Second Temple era and was the source of the Mishnayos in Maseches Midos, and then there's another one who was a student of Rabbi Akiva, who said that he was Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kav v'Naki. His learnings were Kav, precise, and Naki, economical, free of extra words. And that's the author of our Mishnah here. Omer, he said, Ha'osa mitzvah achas konalo praklit echad. One who does a mitzvah, every mitzvah, any mitzvah, so then he acquires for himself a praklit. Now the word praklit is actually borrowed from a Greek term. The word is parakletos, which means like sort of an advocate in the court. And the idea is that when one does any mitzvah act, he creates a malach, like an angel, which accompanies him, and it has the role of being sort of an advocate for him. The source says the pasuk in Iov, which says, "Im yesh alav malach melitz echad mine aleph lahagid la'adam yashro." Translation doesn't matter so much, but it is that if a person has even like a malach melitz, like an angel that is his advocate. Okay, so that's praklit for every good thing one does, and v'ha'over avera achas konalo kategor. Echad, every single avera transgression that one does creates a new kategor. Kategor also from the Greek word kategoros, which means like a an accuser or a prosecutor. And it seems that probably the Chazal borrowed these terms from Greek because the Jewish court system at Bezdin isn't really adversarial. They don't have a prosecution and defense. You just have the tribunal of Dayanim who are asking the questions. So we have to borrow Greek terms, the way they ran their things. That's what it seems like over here. So that's for every bad thing. Now, I don't want to get into this too much here, but the Toma Devorah speaks at length about how every one of one's misdeeds creates what he calls a mashchis, like a destructive force. That's essentially the kategor over here, which sort of is something that a person has to deal with. The reality of sin is a real thing, and one has to deal with it. If not in this world through tshuva, then in the next world or in the intermediate worlds after one dies, where he faces his deeds. Rachmana litzlan. Worthy of note that besides for sort of anthropomorphizing good deeds and bad deeds is actually creating something like a malach and a spiritual force. It's worth noting that the Mishnah uses the word koneh. He owns it. So really, it's not just like a tally on a chalkboard of good deeds and bad deeds. No. Actually, one creates a real thing, this sort of force, malach, whatever it is, that is his advocate or his accuser, and it's his, he owns it. I mean, it's his responsibility for good or for better as his life progresses. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, Utshuva ma'asim tovim ketris bifnei haparanus. Tshuva, repentance, you know what that is, and ma'asim tovim, good deeds, ketris, act like a tris. The word tris, in modern Hebrew, knows the trisima, like the kind of like the gates on the window. The word tris actually also borrowed from the Greek. The word thureos, which means like a kind of a shield, like a round shield that a soldier would hold. So the point is that the tshuva ma'asim tovim shield a person from poranus. Now poranus means bad things happening to him. It doesn't necessarily mean in the world to come. It could mean bad things in this world as well. Now, please be clear. I've said this before, I'm saying it again. Basic justice, divine justice, requires that every good deed gets rewarded and every bad deed gets punished. So the way that one can protect himself from the consequences of chet is to do tshuva. That'll act as his shield. Some ask Akasha, wait a second, for the more severe sins in this, they're called the Arba Gidri Kapara, the more severe sins that carry Karas and death penalty and the like. So those sins, so it says that tshuva is good, but you need tshuva and Yom Kippur, both of which are tole until Yisurim come, troubles, Puranus comes his way. So it's a question, so what kind of tris is that if it's tole? So some learn this is the tris, meaning the point is that the tshuva at least staves off the bad things from happening and lessens them, whatever the story is. Others learn, no, that's not relevant here. The point is that tshuva undoes the problem, and that will prevent him from having to face consequences later on. At all events, what's with the Masim Tovim? It can't be. It's not the pshat that one's good deeds protects him from the consequence of his bad actions. That is not the principle. So what it means is, like the Rambam explains, for example, let's say a person hypothetically has no sins at all. So by him doing good deeds, so he will have a schus, which, you know, you hear these, you know, in from the different chazals around where a person, you know, his schus is megan a love, he has merits which protect him, and, you know, when the rock falls, doesn't hit him in the head, it misses him, sort of like a quasi-miraculous thing, thanks to his zechuyos, to his merits, and other discussions around, the, you know, how bad things don't actually happen to good people because they're protected. So this protection comes like a tryst, like a protective shield from his good deeds.